Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Celebrating Election Day, or it's called something different in Japan. Shall I go into that department or not? What do you think? No?
No, probably not.
Oh, you coward, you. Oh, my God, she's such a coward. Unbelievable. All right, well, sometimes you can use your imagination if you'd like, folks, because as many of you know, the Japanese don't know how to pronounce L, and it usually comes out as an R. So you can, you know, kind of use your imagination if you'd like to do that. You're welcome to take some license, poetic license. And if you feel satisfied after you do it, give credit to the Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner. And if it doesn't work and you find it disgusting, then blame Hugh Hewitt. All right? Because you heard, didn't hear it here. You heard it over his show. He's probably, no, he's probably never used that term either.
Kudos to that.
All right. Exactly. Congratulations. Okay, so it is the 8th of November. It's Tuesday. It's Election Day here, observed on the first Tuesday. God knows why. It's, according to the rules, the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, taking place this year today. We cast ballots to select public officials. What do we have? A number of officials. What was the number I came up with yesterday? Do you remember? It was some absurd, like half a million or something.
Yeah, like almost half a million. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So all those people that are running for dog catcher all the way up to senator, and some of them who are running for senator wouldn't make a good dog catcher. So maybe we should turn things around a little bit and have some of the dog catchers. Or that's it sounds demeaning. It really isn't. But let's say someone who's a local. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, it's like, would you trust this person to watch your dog for you if you had to go out of town? And if the answer is no, then do you want them being in a position to be on a team of people running the country? Then
yes.
The answer would probably be no.
All right. So there you go. We've set the standard for who you elect. Here today, elections are the one thing that sort of separates us or those countries that are democracies. But as we found out yesterday, most democracies in the world, as a matter of fact, all of them, with our exception, have very few elections, and they count them to be precious times. We have a season. We have a sport. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. I was watching a debate last night on the channel where Cuomo is, and he's gone to News Nation, that's what it's called, the old WGN. It's good. They have some pretty, they have Leslie Banfield, I think I can't remember her first name, but she's very good. A couple of really good hosts that ask good questions and do good interviews and get down into the nitty gritty of what the news is all about. And, these two fellas were debating whether Trump was going to announce today or not. And the consensus was there were a lot of rumors that were floated by people who were his supporters, his minions, people who said, yep, Trump's going to announce, wait and see. And all that did was crank up the news media, because there are such a bunch of saps in the news media. They fall for all of that foolishness, and he's not going to announce. And even this is amazing how he's smart enough to play these people like a fiddle. He does. They're all there. Let's go see what Trump's saying today.
Hanging
who cares what
he
Trump
says, reading between the lines of things he does not say. It really is astounding.
It is. All right. So anyway, the electors chosen for the first U.S. presidential election, if you want to go back in history, to January the 7th, 1789. And the law that was passed then permitted every state to choose presidential electors. That, therefore, became the Electoral College. Okay, so there's no presidential election this year. We are electing governors, we're electing congressmen, we're electing senators, electing local officials in some cases, and we have spent more money than ever spent before, which seems, in a way, awesome. It's good for business if you're running a like radio, TV, billboard, some kind of social media thing. Although I haven't seen, have you? I haven't seen many ads for candidates on social media. I've seen them on television. I've heard them on the radio. It's not a national thing. Like we wouldn't carry ads here, but the local stations that are carrying this program, when they have their local commercials, lots of local commercials for the local people that are running, and therefore it's been good for business.
Right. I haven't seen anything sponsored, any sponsored tweets or posts specifically for the campaign.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. Okay, so let's see here. Our first election was on the real election. Let's see, November 7th, 1848, Whig Party candidate Zachary Taylor. People used to think before we taught them that the Whig Party meant you have to wear a wig. That was it. Because, like, remember, they're kidding. Well, people saw the barristers in England wearing wigs, and they thought that the barristers were all members of the Whig Party, and therefore it required you to wear a wig.
That was the dress code.
That was the dress code, exactly. Yep, right. All right, so anyway, we've got Zachary Taylor in 1848, and then let's see here. Other candidates in that era, Martin Van Buren, and he was a Democrat, Millard Fillmore, who was, Zachary Taylor's running mate. He became the 13th president July 10th, 1850, when Taylor croaked. He wasn't very either. Most of those presidents in that era, once we got through the early 1800s, there were a series of presidents, four or five of them, that were just awful. And mostly there was corruption. There was a lack of communication, so people didn't know who they were voting for. They just voted for anybody. Mm-hmm. And kind of reminds you of some of the things now that are going on, because people go to the polls, they don't know what they were voting. Especially if it's a referendum question, I don't know what that means. And they have so tweaked the people in charge, whoever they are, those nameless, faceless boobs who put some of these questions together. Not that the people who've gone out and collected the signatures didn't do a good job, but by the time the handlers get through with it and they write and rewrite, you don't know half the time what you're voting for. So then there's a summary. And who writes the summary? And how do we know they really are tuned in? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's going to be an important part of today, by the way.
And things get tied together, too, where you might agree with one thing on the same ballot, on the same, where you might not agree with the second thing, and then something doesn't pass.
Yep, right. Then what happens? Okay, women got the vote on this date in 1869. Wyoming was the first state to allow women to vote. Imagine that. Put those words together. Allow women
to vote. That was the norm. That was a social norm. Nobody really thought twice about it years before.
And then black people didn't have the right to vote until 1870, which was 5 years right after the end of the Civil War. That was a more hardly fought battle. Let's see here. In 1920, 19th Amendment gave women from every state the right to vote. So the folks in Wyoming were way ahead, and then Colorado followed. But women across the country didn't get the federal grant to vote until the 19th Amendment was passed. And the woman most responsible for it, a woman named Eleanor Louise Eleanor was her daughter-in-law. Louise Parker Mayo lived here in Framingham, Massachusetts. Her son became my second father, and the house that she grew up in and lived in was the house that I was in when I was married. Old farmhouse. And she was one of the, and you wouldn't believe the energy in that house. The atmosphere, it was just, it was amazing. And I think she had a lot to do with it, frankly. A lot of ghosts in that place.
Oh, yeah. There were. One of those, like, if those walls could talk.
Oh, yeah. Right. 1971, voting age reduced to 18. I don't know if I thought that was, I remember at the time, was I doing talk? No, I was still playing music in 1971. So I don't remember, I think I remember expressing, because at that time, I had just turned 21. I thought, why didn't I
have to wait just to realize you didn't have to wait.
Yes. till it was too late. And then everybody got divorced at 18. I remember when I was teaching school, which was at that time from 68 to 72, when the, excuse me, 18-year-olds got the right to vote, the high schoolers had courses on civics and how to understand the election. I thought it was fabulous, frankly, because then they went out and voted. That age. They were just usually seniors. I was 17 when I was a senior, but most of them were 18. And so they could go out and vote. And they did. The schools organized not who to vote for, which is what goes on today, right? Today they tell you what issue to vote for.
There's so much more access to celebrities because of social media, where a lot of the students are finding the people that they idolize, and they're telling them who to vote.
Yeah. For whom to vote.
I was so focused on just not ending my sentence before. Can you give me one break?
Yeah.
Can I get one? I didn't end the sentence.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Very good. Okay. So here we are with all this stuff. There are a number of issues and personalities. We're going to get to those because I think we should talk a good deal about elections today as we can in this hour of Good Day, 17 after the hour, program brought to you in part by the folks who make Calitrin. This product is made in our country. It's certified by the FDA. It is pure, pure, pure aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes. That's what makes this work. That is work. It works on your body to rebuild it after you've lost a lot of weight. And then you can keep it off. It's gluten-free, too, for people like me that don't like gluten. Your blood pressure, diabetic medications, nothing. This is safe for everything that you're taking. So let's check this out. You get 90 days free right now by going to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Take my word for it. This is a fabulous way for you to lose weight and keep it off. Use the code Doug for free shipping and the 90-day free deal at toploss.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
We'll be right back.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
If something's killing 99% of the study group and 1% survives, I want to know why. What happened to the 99, of course. But I want to know why that 1% survived. Because we've seen in this pandemic that it was never an issue for people with healthy body weight. People that had no chronic lifestyle disease. They had no metabolic disorders.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Focus now on some of the gossip, the celebrity news, Doug's dirt, if you will. Things that are trending on social media about guys like Chris Evans, who has been named the winner of Powerball. No. He's been named the chief actor in a new movie. He's James Bond. No. Oh, you want to find out what the story is with Chris Evans? So now that you're intrigued, you have to wait about 60 seconds, and then you'll get the straight scoop. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheets special. What's going on with Chris Evans? Quite a good actor, actually. He's sort of an everyman. He's got those boyish good looks, kind of like me, in a manner of speaking. I think he wanted to be like me when he grew up, and so he said, see what I can do to look like me.
He has a poster of you on his wall.
Right. And I have a poster of Captain America. Actually, he grew up in the next town. He's from Sudbury, Massachusetts. He and my son are friends, and they were comparing where they were born, which apparently was in the same room at Framingham Union Hospital. Anyway,
oh my goodness.
He's a very good guy. And he is the sexiest man alive, according to People magazine. This year, his mother is going to be so proud.
Mm-hmm.
Mother told the magazine she was not surprised at all to hear her son won the title. Our family will be beside themselves. He is seen on the cover of the magazine. It gives the background of him coming from Sudbury and all that stuff. Wearing a dirt-stained T-shirt and jeans. Very suave, yes.
Giving off that little bit of rugged look to his boy.
Right.
Good
charm. Exactly. Yeah.
But
yeah.
He was funny about it, where he was kind of like, it feels like humble bragging. He's like, this definitely opens me up to be bullied and harassed by my friends. But he also kind of pointed out, he's like, I'm getting old. I'm getting saggy. Like,
ooh.
He's like, this is nice. I'm just happy that I was even part of the conversation, let alone getting it.
All right. So let's see. What are some of the movies that he's been in? He's in Gray Man. I think I never saw that. I want to see that.
With Ryan Gosling. Yeah, he was in the Toy Story spinoff Lightyear. He was in, Not Another Teen Movie, which was kind of a spoof film on the different teen rom-coms. That was kind of when he really broke into the scene.
Whoopee! All right. So you want to celebrate something, celebrate Chris Evans being the sexiest man alive. Agree or disagree, you can tell us on our social media here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet care experts advise guardians to think like a parole officer. Any destructive, delinquent pet needs constant supervision and strict training. The recommended attitude is not preventative, but rather correctional, as it might be in prison. This attitude is detrimental both to the pet and to your relationship with him. If you're always correcting him, always certain he's going to do something wrong when you're not around, you're creating a situation where only bad things can happen. Cats and dogs are not delinquent. No matter what they have done, they're not trying to get even with you. They're not committing these acts because they have become genuinely evil or some malicious streak in their personality. There's always a reason or a variety of reasons that contribute to this type of behavior. Once you've tracked down the cause, you can really get to the resolution. That's really important. The most important thing you can do as a pet guardian, if you have a dog or a cat that has behavioral problems, is analyze and figure out why the problem's there. Once you know the why, the resolution is real easy. But don't focus on correcting. Focus on figuring out why the problem's there in the first place. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
435 House seats, 35 senatorial chairs, and 36 gubernatorial leaders will be chosen today in America. It's report card time, and will the Democrats continue their exclusive power in Washington, D.C.? It's time for you to do your civic duty. The highly anticipated drawing for the record $1.9 billion Powerball jackpot was delayed Monday night. Powerball officials released a statement early Tuesday morning saying one of the participating lotteries is still processing its sales and play data, and that all 48 participating lotteries are required to submit their data before the numbers can be drawn. The numbers should be announced sometime Tuesday. South Florida is bracing for Hurricane Nicole. She increased her intensity Monday with the possibility of strong winds, rising waters, and flooding rains reaching parts of South Florida later today. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
A Miami real estate broker named Cristiano Piquet was enjoying a flight on his paramotor-powered glider. He was up in the air over Homestead, Florida, in the Miami area, and he spotted an alligator in the water. He told a reporter, "I turned around to get a shot of the alligator, and I saw a car under the water."
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you set? Are you ready? Let's go. Where? When? How to vote? Questions on people's minds. Maybe I'll address a little of that with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program for November the 8th. It's our election day midterm, as they say. Okay, here's some good news. I don't know what you'll consider. If the Republicans win a lot, you'll think that's good news tomorrow, although it looks like there may not be in some of the hotly contested states. I'm off on a little zoom here, Jay. Like Pennsylvania, I'm betting, because it's like there are like two, according to the polls anyway, two-tenths of a point apart, the two guys. I can't understand. Well, maybe because they're both so bad. That's why they're so close. Anyway, there's no big, it's just, there's that. Let's see, Georgia and Arizona. I think those are three more hotly contested states, right? So they're maybe a while before.
That sounds about right. And then you have in Florida, voters are really trying to beat the clock against Tropical Storm. Who is it, Nicole?
Yes.
And
right. Tropical storm Nicole blowing in. So the governor says, go now, storm the polls early, which sounds like not what it's meant to be. Oh, let's go storm, right? Isn't that choice of words? Right, let's talk about that in a second. First, I want to congratulate the British. There's an historic English garden that became home to a fungus. This fungus, normally fungi and fungus, not necessarily what you think that's growing through your, if you have fungus in your toes, not so good. But there are some fungi that are good. Matter of fact, this is a fungus so rare that a gardener put up a cage to protect it from foragers who came to help them fight diseases like cancer and dementia. And I like that. So,
that'd be cool if it did do that.
I know, it would be great. Yep, this is in Cornwall, England. Folks identifying this little ball that was growing as the bearded tooth fungus. Am I going to try? Is it Hericium? Nah, I'm not going to pronounce that. Anyway, the phylum and whatever class it belongs to. They discovered another example of fungus in the garden's bug hotel known as the Buckingham Palace. The Brits do have a sense of humor, do they not? So anyway,
I love it.
The fungi experts came in. Is this a mushroom? I guess it is, right? Looks like a mushroom.
Yes, it's a mushroom, yeah.
Yeah. So, this is very, there are a lot of, we had a mushroom guy on the farm show, wasn't it last week? When did we have the mushroom guy on? Last week, the week before?
Last week.
Was it last week? Yeah. So if you listen to the podcast, the American Family Farmer Show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, one of the programs that I do during the week that airs on the weekend, a lot of these same stations, you will hear the story about how this fellow sort of created a whole tool chest of different mushrooms and made a farm really work and made it successful. So anyway, there are a lot of people that are thinking and working. Mushrooms are good for you. Mushrooms are interesting supplements, or they make interesting supplements. They also, some of them are pretty poisonous. You got to know what you're looking for or looking at. So apparently this particular fungus, this particular mushroom is good to help you restore cognitive function. And that's why they say it's good for Alzheimer's. So
it's the lion's mane mushroom,
yeah,
which is now getting
notoriety. We can do notoriety. That's okay. Yep. So this is something that grows there. England is oftentimes damp and it's cold. It's not freezing. I remember the years that we had a house there. I mowed the lawn pretty much every time I was over there. We had a little electric, what they call fly mows. And so I'd go out in the backyard and I'd mow. It was an electric mower. It had no wheels. And when you plugged it in, it raised itself off the, have you ever seen one of those? Raised itself off the ground and it mowed the lawn. It made it look like it was manicured. It was a lot of fun until
interesting.
I had the electric cord wrapped around the, and cut the cord off by having you get entangled with the blade. Alright, so that's nothing to do with mushrooms. But anyway, these medicinal mushroom species are there. The compounds have been shown, to have anti-cancer, antiviral, anti-inflammatory properties. They also contain beta-glucans, which is it's the most therapeutic kind of fiber. Like, you eat bananas and apples and all that stuff, a lot of good fiber. This is even better. So these are pretty good size, too, like a football, I guess, huh? Found in dense woodland.
I love mushrooms, any type of mushroom.
Yeah. I do, too, actually.
So good.
Ask my son how he likes them, though. He thinks he doesn't ever eat them because he thinks I fed him too many when he was a child. Anyway, so Britain is protecting the mushroom under Schedule 8. This is good to know. Of the Wildlife and Countryside Act. So it's illegal to intentionally pick them or destroy them. So put that in your pipe and smoke it there, Jay.
Yeah, that's great.
I think I need some of those mushrooms myself. All right. So that's the good news. Wow. I want to tell you something. The temperature went down 25 degrees. The air is very dry here. So I have the windows open everywhere and all of that stuff that's floating around, all the leaves that were so dry. We've had such a dry summer here. Everything is dry. And I was out in a field yesterday, excuse me, mowing, and there were a lot of ragweed plants in it. And they've all dried up because there's just been a little snap of frost. There hasn't really been a serious frost here yet. And it's the, second week of November. There's still lots of things are growing. A little bit here in the pastures is still growing, but wow.
They're everywhere. My right eye is almost swelled shut just because it's so swollen from allergies. And it's,
so what are we living around? That's, you got a question. What the heck's in the air? All right, so Election Day here, big national storylines, few items in some of your local areas. There are a few. People love to talk about Trump and all the big names, but how many of you actually have something very important? It's important to vote, but what's going on? And do you know where to vote? Do you know when to vote? I had said this before. The old how to vote routine, which is what unfortunately is going on in a lot of schools. Teachers are trying to make, in many cases, Republicans look bad and Democrats look good. And then the other side of it is there are states and places where they are trying to make the Democrats look bad. It's just bad. That's not what school's about. Anyway, if you are going to the polls early, many of you may be on your way now. Maybe some of you have dropped your box off and about. There are some places where it's like going to the post office. You do your ballot and you stick it in a mailbox or what looks like a mailbox. I don't know. I like that either. I want people to go into a building, get a hard paper ballot, fill it out, and put it in the box and see what your number is. That's what I always do. When I vote, I go put the thing in, and I want to see what the count is. 200, 400, how many people have been there before me? I think I just think that there's something about that very satisfying. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I get that. I'm really interested in seeing if we hear anything from what Jen was talking about late last week of a potential paper shortage in some locations. I'm really interested in seeing if that ends up happening.
Where's their prep?
Could you imagine you waited to vote in person on the day, all of that, and then all of a sudden you're told we're out of paper?
Yeah, no. I would burn the place down, I would think. That's a ruse, is my control. So I'm looking at some of the candidacies for contested races and the ones that aren't here in my neck of the woods. State rep, not contested. State Senate, not contested. In Congress, this worthless Catherine Clark, who is Nancy Pelosi's assistant, she's a horror show, in my mind, being contested by Caroline Calarusso. Nobody ever heard of her. She's a Republican. I think I'll vote for her just because I'm not voting for Clark. So there is something voting against rather than for. Not good, Dougie. Let's see here. For Governor Maura Healey is running as a Democrat. What's that?
Isn't it such a disappointing feeling? When you are actively voting to keep somebody out rather than being excited about voting to put somebody in office.
Right. So Maura Healey, she's been running along. She's actually going to be fairly good. I'll vote for her. Jeff Deal is a Trump Republican. I'm not interested. The other guy who is a Republican who probably could, it had nothing to do with him being a Republican. He did things that wasn't what he said he was going to do. He kind of changed the game midstream. So let's see. I'm not going to vote. I'm going to vote for Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, who is good running against the no-name Republican. Attorney General Andrea Campbell. I've met all of these people, and I like them. Against a guy named McMahon. He's worthless. The Secretary of State's been there way too long, but I'm going to vote for the Republican running against him, but it won't make any difference. Nobody running for some of the other statewide office. And the reason I'm going through this to tell you how I'm going to vote is to more highlight what it is, where there are real challenges, where there are serious good candidates on both sides, and there are none in these races. It's top heavy. But in a couple of places where I don't like what the Democrats stand for, I'm going to vote for Republicans. Let's see here. And in Massachusetts, well, the last governor was a Republican, but they don't, you know, they're, that's actually a pretty good example of bipartisanship, how working together actually works. I'm voting no on all of the questions, all of them, because they're all, you know, this, if the first question is passed, it creates a 4% tax on the, basically it's a death tax. So farmers who have lots of land and no money get screwed because the land is all going to get sold. This goes on. This has happened over and over, and I'll bet it's happening, something like this happening in your state as well. It's just an outrage. Where the hell do you people think that are voting for this, that your food's going to come from if you require these kind of taxes for people who have lots of land and don't have any money? The land's going to get sold, so where is the food going to be grown? Where? Tell me where the food's going to be grown.
Farms and
yeah, right, exactly.
Grocery store.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. In Florida, I said Governor DeSantis stopping in Palm Beach County yesterday. He was concerned about the storm, which probably is a good idea to be concerned about it, urging people to storm the polls. Kind of a double play on words. Palm Beach County is what I know best in Florida. I like, there are a lot of things about Palm Beach County I like. And you know, it's like anything else, stuff that you may not like. But there's something, because it feels like home, because I've been going there. My mother was sick in the 60s. We had a place down there, and I've just been going back and forth since a lot. But they have the worst polling and the worst, most outrageous results of electioneering fraud in the country. Something to be talked about for those of you who are down there and focused on. 48 after the hour.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
means no more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My favorite parts of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is talk about farm food and family, and that's what we do here at this time every day in this hour. There's a focus on what's going on in the food supply chain, things, people. So we have often, most every day, there's a recall, and today is no exception. More than 150 tons of fish have been recalled because of salmonella contamination. This is the company's Marisco Bahia. 300 pounds of salmon, halibut, sea bass, 300,000. That's 150 tons of tuna, swordfish, halibut, all that stuff, distributed to 179 retail customers, mostly in the Southwest, and much of it goes to restaurants. So you wouldn't know, frankly, because you're not buying it in the store, but the people who are running restaurants in this neck of the woods should know about the recall. Fresh salmon fillet, halibut fillet, chili and sea bass fillet, tuna fillet, swordfish fillet. This is something that is, if you're in, let me just put it this way, it's probably a better way to put it. If you're going into a restaurant in the Southwest, let's say it's New Mexico, Arizona, California, and you don't want to have a problem with this, don't order fish. That pretty much would be the way I'd put it. Yep, don't order
a
fish.
And it's so disappointing because a lot of times the fish is the best. I love when I go to a restaurant and on the menu itself, it says from where their comes.
Alaskan so crab or whatever. Yeah, right. So word to the wise is sufficient. In a moment, we're going to check the toxic toad department here on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right. National Park Service has a warning for you. If you like toads and you come across a giant toad, don't lick it. Who licks a toad? Huh?
Right? It's not the first thought that comes to my mind, but apparently these toxic toads.
Well, there's some people who think if you lick a toad, they also think there's a healing effect to some of these toads as well. So basically, stay away from the toads. Come on, folks. They secrete the big ones, some kind of a toxin, and if you get into your system, who knows what it'll do. Starting with your mouth, it's going to happen to your mouth. This is a large toad with glowing eyes in the dead of night. That's certainly what I'd be running toward if I were out in a park, right? Did you see the shining eyes of a toad? Yeah.
I would pull over if I were in the car and I saw some glowy eyes. My first thought is I have to lick that.
Hello. The children in a rural Pennsylvania school have grown some food for a farm stand that has become a food desert. This is Butler, Pennsylvania. They are growing their minds and the food. Their teacher has helped them create a bountiful garden benefiting people in need that are going to their school. You know, there are a lot of children that go to school that don't have any, there's nothing going on at home. Remember during the pandemic, there were some kids that were eating all three meals a day in schools if they could get to some place where, you know, there was food available. A lot of schools have breakfast and lunch anyway.
And more are starting food pantries because the pandemic itself really highlighted how many Americans are dealing with the food insecurities.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, they have grown kale and other things. They started with that, and then they started growing some other things as well. The teacher really, this is where you grow. This is how you learn. Learning a skill like gardening, right? How many children grow up close enough to a farm or to growing things that they know how to really grow? So this teacher gets a gold star from me at Summit Elementary, Butler, Pennsylvania. Good for you. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.